Scholastic Audiobooks is pleased to present Emlyn's Moon, written by Jenny Nemo and read by John Keating.
Prologue. On his 9th birthday, Gwyn's eccentric grandmother, 9, gives him 5 unusual gifts: a piece of seaweed, a tin whistle, a Celtic brooch, a small carving of a horse without ears or a tail, and his sister Bethan's yellow scarf. Bethan disappeared on the mountain behind the family farmhouse 4 years previously, and ever since there has been an ache of emptiness in Gwyn's home. "Time to find out if you are a magician, Gwydion Gwyn," 9 tells him. Gwyn is mystified. 9 says that she believes he has inherited the power of his ancestor, Gwydion, the magician, and if this is so, Gwyn should use his gifts to get his heart's desire. Gwyn is skeptical. What should he do with 5 worn old objects? "Give them to the wind, Gwydion Gwyn, one by one, and you'll see," says 9. Gwyn's longing to find his sister overcomes his reluctance to act on 9's advice. He throws the Celtic brooch into the wind, and in return, a tiny silver spider appears. She has come from another world to help him find his sister. Gwyn calls the spider Arianwen, the Welsh for white silver. And in